Jesus was a friend to every human being, August 2. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. Christ's dignity as a divine teacher was of an order higher than the dignity of priests and rulers. It was distinct from all worldly pomp, for it was divine. He dispensed with all worldly display, and showed that he regarded the gradations of society, fixed by opulence and rank, as of no value. He had stepped down from his high command to bring to human beings power to become the sons of God, and earthly rank was not of the least value with him. He could have brought with him 10,000 angels if they would have helped him in his work of redeeming the race. Christ passed by the homes of the wealthy, the courts of royalty, the renowned seats of learning, and made his home in obscure and despised Nazareth. His life, from its beginning to its close, was a life of lowliness and humility. Poverty was made sacred by his life of poverty. He would not put on a dignity of attitude that would debar men and women, however lowly, from coming into his presence and listening to his teaching. No teacher ever placed such signal honor upon man as did our Lord Jesus Christ. He was known as the friend of publicans and sinners. He mingled with all classes, and sowed the world with truth. In the marketplace and the synagogue he proclaimed his message. He relieved every species of suffering, both physical and spiritual. Beside all waters he sowed the seeds of truth. His one desire was that all might have spiritual and physical soundness. He was the friend of every human being. Was he not pledged to bring life and light to all who would receive him? Was he not pledged to give them power to become the sons of God? He gave himself wholly and entirely to the work of soul-saving. As he went about doing good, every day's experience was an outpouring of his life. In one way only could such a life be sustained. Jesus lived in dependence upon God and communion with Him. To the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty, men now and then repair, they abide for a season, and the result is manifest in noble deeds. Then their faith fails, the communion is interrupted, and the life work marred. But the life of Jesus was a life of constant trust, sustained by continual communion, and his service for heaven and earth was without failure or faltering. As a man he supplicated the throne of God, until his humanity was charged with a heavenly current that connected humanity with divinity. Receiving life from God, he imparted life to men.